a pleasure to be able to give some particulars about the food purchase and distribution program that will be rolled out by the Agricultural Marketing Service here within Marketing and Regulatory Programs. This authority is being provided to the Secretary by the CCC Charter Act, and we will purchase up to $1.2 billion in commodities under this program. The specific commodities that are to be purchased are those that have been impacted by the unfair tariffs imposed by other nations, as described by the chief economist earlier in the call. He has worked together with his staff to calculate the amounts to be purchased, which are based on the economic analysis he described that are commensurate with the damage caused by the tariffs that were imposed on the crops by some U.S. trade partners. It's our intent at AMS to spread the purchases out over several months in response to orders that are being placed by states through their feeding programs. So the purchases would purportedly be made over four different phases in the coming months in order to accommodate changes due to growing conditions, product availability, market conditions, or even trade negotiation status, and of course, program capacity. Many of the commodities that we'll be purchasing are different commodities than we regularly purchase through a program that many other people are more familiar with, our Section 32 purchases. So that means that we will are working to attract new vendors and have them qualify to be able to make purchases under the procurement program. And we have already done several webinars and provided information to new interested vendors. We had a call last week where 350 new vendors participated to learn about the opportunities they have to become involved. The reason why this is particularly important and why new vendors are appropriate is because we are tailoring the specifications of the products that we'll be purchasing to line up with those high-quality, high-value crops and categories within the commodities that were destined for the foreign marketplace. And so this means that we are tailoring our specifications and working very closely with each of those commodities to be able to identify the types of categories within the commodity that was damaged most by those illegal tariffs. So, for example, instead of buying just oranges, we're going to be buying extra fancy oranges that were destined for the Chinese marketplace before the unfair and illegal tariffs were put in place. We are working very closely with the Food and Nutrition Service to identify feeding programs that will be able to take advantage of these new products and additional food items being introduced to our nation's consumers. And we're mainly targeting those consumers that are calorie deficient and that don't get enough food on a daily basis, because those it's very important that as we move through these purchases and place more food available in feeding programs, that we don't displace other products that would normally be purchased. So that's why the school lunch program is not a primary target of this of the purchasing program, because we are already purchasing food to go into school lunch programs. So we're guarding very much against displacement of purchases that would regularly occur anyway. And during this time, most of those purchases go through the Section 32 process. So we're going to be continuing to make purchases through Section 32, which provide for acquiring food items for the school lunch program as well as others. And also, Section 32 is used for other relief, market relief that would be outside of the tariffs that these food purchases under the program are targeted at. So we very much want to work with people. We have a frequently asked questions available on the AMS website, as well as recorded webinars for those people that want to become vendors that are interested in that, and look forward to working not only with our commodity organizations, but with different vendors to accomplish this ambitious task. Thank you.